Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the Process of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged in God's plan and God's purpose for your life. You're going to be encouraged in how you allow God to stretch you, to make you, and even in that part that doesn't feel so good, because you're growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as you're growing in Him, you're learning more about Him, you're understanding His plan for your life more, even in the midst of pain or difficulty, even in the midst of your stretching and your making, you're seeing God's hand transform you. You're seeing God's hand shape you and grow you and mature you. You're seeing God do something in you that, as Paul says, it was necessary that I was afflicted. It was good that I was afflicted, because in my affliction, in this place of my trying, in this place of my making, I was made to mature and to understand God and the purpose that He has for me and His word and His power and His ability to save, even in the midst of what I'm going through, in another life, in another way. So our making process, even though it doesn't feel good, it's necessary to get out of us the jewels, the greatness, the anointing, the power, the gifting, the talent that God has inside of us locked up, and to allow those things to be seen even the more, and to stretch us in the glory of God and stretch us in the things that God has for us. Our making process is the place where God gets the glory, because in the place of our pain, just like Jesus, He sees us and He's glorified in us and in our lives because we exemplify Him. We show the world His love, His spirit, His life, His truth. We display His character, and in doing so, God gets the glory. Today we're going to talk on John, the 14th chapter, verses 2 and 3 in the New King James Version. And this topic today is just going to be to encourage you. It's bigger than you think. It's bigger than you think. The word says in John 14, it says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, when we understand this, we understand that this is talking about Jesus going away and preparing a place for us when He comes back, to let us understand that this journey that we're in is not here on the earth, that it's not the final one that people might conceive, that life is just over and that's it. He's telling us if we're joined to Him, connected to Him, if we are His children, if we received Him as Lord and Savior, and we live our life for His glory, we live our life unto Him, submitted unto Him, that we are heir and joint heir to His kingdom, and therefore we have a right, an heir right, to all of the blessings and the benefits and the promises of God, even that which says that I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to make something happen, build something for you, so that when you finish your journey, when I take you home, you're going to have a home with me forever, that you will never be away from me, that you'll always be with me, that you'll be in my presence. So He's letting us understand that. Has He letting us understand that we cannot allow life to make us feel as if this is it for us? And there are many times that the word lets us understand that we have a responsibility, that we are responsible for certain things as Christians, the life that we live, how we live, and the things that we do, and how we are to prepare for our children and pay bills and do all these things and look the way that God wants us to in the earth. Jesus even told His apostles and those around, pay Caesar, give Caesar, render to Caesar what is his. So we understand we have a responsibility while we're here on the earth, because we've been given dominion by God to do certain things. So we live a life that exemplifies what His word tells us and how we're to live. But we cannot get so caught up in this life that we forget that we have a life to come, that we have a home that's going to happen, that we think that all there is this, and we allow the pressures of this life, the system of this life, the things of this life to draw us into a place where we're just putting all of our energy into making this life better, this life greater, and not dealing and concentrating on our spiritual growth, not concentrating on how God wants us to know Him and be in an intimate relationship with Him, not concentrating on the fact that God wants us to have balance and for us to understand that what we do here is temporal. what we do here as far as working and as far as the things that we accumulate, that's temporal. But how we live this life for the glory of God, how we think, how we act, how we display God, how we allow His love, His goodness, His compassion, His truth to be displayed and lived in our lives, those things are eternal, because now you are setting up, as the word says, a home for yourself. You're building spiritual, eternal things that God can be glorified in, that God can be honored in, that people can see. And sometimes if we get so caught up in making sure that we keep everything here going and not taking the time to be before God, to learn Him, to study Him, to seek after Him, we allow this life to take over, and we allow this life to be the dominant thing instead of our spiritual life. And our days here, you know, they're not always going to be good days. They're not always going to move the way that we think. They're not always going to produce what we want in life. There are things that are not going to change, and there are things that are going to make us feel sometimes like life has cheated us. But we cannot get caught up in that either, because we know that as sons and daughters of God, we have another promise. We have another promise that God has given us. And you may feel sometimes that nothing is going to change in your life and nothing is going to get better. You might feel sometimes that you're just beating the ground, and you might feel sometimes as if you're running in the same circle. Even in that, God can change that. It's a matter of you changing your mindset on how you see it and how you feel about it. When we change our mindset to the things of God, when we change our mindset to the Word of God, and when we believe what He says about our lives, it doesn't matter what we face or what we go through, because God is our Father and He is for us, because God has a purpose and a plan for us. We're coming out on top. We're coming out, as I've said so many times before, as winners. We're coming out as overcomers, because He's promised that He's made us more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. And that's not just overcoming the fact that we are saved, but He's made us overcomers in the fact that when we live for His glory, when we live His word and His truth, when we walk in it in fellowship with Him, we overcome the things that should overcome us. It may be hard going through it, but we have faith to know that God is faithful to do what He promised, and we know that He cannot lie. We also know that we have a testimony that causes us to conquer. We have an overcoming testimony. We have an overcoming word about where we are, who we are, and where we're going. We are not like those who don't have hope. We have hope because our God has given us a promise that we hope in, and we know is the truth. So therefore, when we move through life, whatever challenges us, we understand we're coming out because God is faithful. So we can allow life to beat us down and make us believe that this is all that it is and this is the way our life is going to be. Our expectation says that He's going to come back for us, that we're going to meet Him, that we're going to be there. But also we know that what we're doing is not final. What we're doing is setting up something, causing something to happen in our life, and we have got to understand that the Lord will cause the glory of who He is to be seen in us like never before. No matter how you feel, you've got to hold on to the Word of God. You've got to hold on to what God says, because your faith is not built on emotion. Your faith is built on the knower and the truth and the confidence of God's Word. What you believe to know and believe is true about what God has said concerning your life, concerning what He's going to do. You got to know that it's true. God's word is true because He said so. It's true because He said it, and His word will not fail you. So you have to hold on to that. It's not by your emotions. Your emotions can change from moment to moment, second to second, but the word of God remains consistent, steady, established, enduring, to all eternity. His word is the final word. The Bible lets us know that heaven and earth will pass away before one word that He speaks ever fails. So every promise that we have in God is yes and amen. Everything that God has spoken to us, it is backed by His power, His authority, His truth, His word, His kingdom, His character, and everything that He is. God can't lie to us. And so we must believe the word of God, and we must stand on the word of God, even when it seems like we're facing impossible situations, impossible odds. what we're doing here, how we're living here is setting things up for us. It's growing and it's stretching us. And someone is going to look at your life and be encouraged because you are walking by faith and not by sight. Jesus has given us power, and he has given us power over everything. He's given us power to bind and to loose, to decree and declare his divine will in the earth. And as we loose in the earth his divine will, we command that which is aligned in heaven to now be aligned in our life and aligned in the earth. Jesus gave this word to his disciples before his death. He told them this. He gave them this promise. He said that, you know, I'm going away, but I'm coming back. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And where I am, you're going to be also. He understood that they were going to be rejected, betrayed, that they were going to face death, that Peter would deny him, and that the apostles would be scattered. They were going to be afraid. He understood what place they were. He understood what place they were in. Take that for yourself. The Lord knows where you are right now. He knows the difficulties that you're facing. He understands that you're in a place where you feel afraid, or you feel disconnected, or you feel discouraged, or you feel like things are not changing, but it does not matter. He's sending this word to you to encourage you, to let you know that he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He sent the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you. You have his word, his power, and everything backing you, and you're going to win. You're going to overcome, and you're going to triumph, because he has already spoken concerning your destiny. No matter what your flesh feels like, no matter what emotional realm you feel like, you have to know with everything you're going through, just like Jesus, this is going to change. I'm coming out a winner. I'm coming out a winner. This is going to work out for my good. I have an eternal promise, but I have an earthly promise too. God is with me. He won't forsake me. He will bless me. He will show me favor. He will show me kindness. He will have compassion and pity and mercy on me and give me grace. He will walk me through every season that I face in my life, and I will come out with victory because he is for me and he's more than the whole world against me. You have to believe that, and you have to stand on the word of God. Everything in your life will argue against those words. Your flesh, your mind, the circumstances, the situation, the world, the enemy will argue against that God will be faithful to do all that he says. And you have to stand on that word saying, I believe God. Let God be true and every man be a lie. Even though things are coming to try to cripple me and bend me and make me look at life in a different posture, everything is a season. I'm only in this for a season. And as I praise my way, worship my way, walk in faith, stand in faith, as I decree and declare the word of God and know that it is true, I'm going to see God's hand show me favor. I'm going to see God's hand move. I'm going to see God do the miraculous. I'm going to experience divine change. And you've got to know that, even in this life. But we are to always know that what we do is so that we can understand and experience that life to come, the eternal promise of what God says, that we will be with him. Our focus is bigger than what we see right now. Our focus is bigger than what's going on in our life right now. Our focus is bigger because we're looking to the promise of being with him. So what we do it as unto the Lord. What we do it knowing that we're building up something. And we have a Father who is with us right now. But he's going to be, we're going to be with him forever. All we have to do is walk through these seasons by faith, knowing that God is faithful and that what we see right now, that doesn't matter. We have something bigger. God has something bigger for us here and in the life to come. He has something greater. Why? Because he's always God that is always progressively moving us from glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, victory to victory. God always make sure he constantly produces in us his divine will, his divine plan in a greater way. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process there where we walk by faith and not by sight into the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Be encouraged. Know that it's bigger than what you are and bigger than the pain or place you're in. You're headed somewhere now and even eternally. Have a blessed and awesome week and see God's victory in your life in everything you do, because he loves you. God bless you.